It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
No, I knew he was going to hit it. Just who he is and what he's done for us. We've literally seen him, hit some really big kicks in his career. And obviously at practice and stuff, we've seen what he's capable of. And so for him to be in that moment, obviously I knew that he's the kind of guy that would learn from his kind of mistakes and then when it mattered most, finish. And that's what he did. So.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you want to get beat up, be mad when I made that kick.
That was Brock Purdy talking about Jake Moody. Game winner, 23-20.
I am ready to go.
Go ahead. Getting some secondhand information here. You got something to say to me?
What are you talking about? Dude, that's the beauty of you and I.
So let me get this straight. You know, I get it. When you're not here, you have to listen to the show because you couldn't live your life missing out on somebody maybe saying something about you. I don't listen to the show when I'm gone. But apparently,
I'm a fan of yours. Okay. I don't know if you know this, but I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But apparently you weren't on...
Don't let the jackals come between us. Go ahead.
Dude, are you going to address your gripe with Steiny?
Well, yeah, you don't listen to the show, Steiny, but you call other shows.
Oh, that was what happened! And you must have texted the wrong thread telling us you were going to bless your presence with us.
No, I texted.
And it was meant for somebody else.
No.
Anyway... I had no gripe with you. Me and Evan had a great 4 days, and then we kicked it with Spadoni Friday. We had a great show. See, don't let people come in between us. I would text you I'll call you.
Who are you going to address your gripe with Steiny for calling into Willard and Dibb's show?
Oh, that was the gripe.
And not your show when he was in Washington, D.C.
Evan and I teased you were calling in maybe 12:15. Oh, he's busy. He'll call at 1. Come to find out, a little bird told us you appeared on another show pregame. Boy, just say you're sorry and we can.
I'm not
going to
say I'm sorry. I will say I made a mistake, but I'm not going
to
say I'm sorry.
You sent the wrong text to the wrong person.
No, I didn't.
Well, then why were you saying, hey, I'll come on?
Because I was going to, but the week got sideways. Let's just put it that way.
No, you wanted the afternoon big shot time. So I get it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 2-6.
Yeah, okay.
Willard and Dibby.
Okay. Let me, was that a Super Bowl squad where, you cheated on. Oh, look at these emojis. These emojis with the people that are mad.
Yeah.
It says Guru. You guys were mad. You cheated on us.
I sent that one.
Right. Evan was hot.
Yeah, you know what? I
had to calm him down.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I should have. You know what? You're right. I should have left the African American History Museum. I should, because that is so banal. But no, and go on a sports talk raid. Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Well, first.
Hey, Guru and Evan want me on and talking about the Warriors. I'm in the middle of the most poignant display.
Well, next
during
time
this.
You're having fun with yourself, bud, keep your text to yourself. You invited yourself on our show.
That's right.
I invited myself often.
Okay.
Well, we found out. You didn't tell us what you did, moonlighting. Shout out Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd. One of the greatest shows ever.
That show was terrible.
Moonlighting?
I hated that show.
It started his career. Die hard.
I didn't like it. What do you want me to tell you?
Him chasing her? And finally, oh my God.
Just like talking about the Wizards. Didn't like it.
Oh boy. Dude, you went to see the Warriors in Washington.
Yeah,
dude, you were living it up. How was the weather? Seriously.
It was...
Muggy,
let
him answer.
It was mild. It was warmer than I thought it was
like the Niners
be.
Win.
And Steve Young said, Evan, you tell me what
you
think
of
this.
Here we go. Oh, yes, Steve Young, red zone. He can't take field goals. Got to have touchdowns or bust.
He said, when you kick field goals, Evan, you're one step closer to losing.
Yeah, and you're one step closer to winning. Well, because you're putting points up on the board.
Not if you miss three of them, like Evan said.
Steiny, how much of the game did you miss? None.
Well, you.
Yeah. My flight was at 6:30 out of New Orleans. Oh. I got home by 9:30 West Coast time yesterday morning.
Yeah, we just were. That was the gripe. We couldn't believe you went on another show.
Believe it.
Still waiting for a reason.
Like, what made you want to do it?
I didn't want to do it. It's you want to.
Then
know
why? Why'd you text us saying you did?
I'll tell you why.
So
here's what happens. Here's what happened. So Monday, like, I don't even want to do this. Nobody cares.
Well, get it off your chest.
Nobody cares.
Evan and I do.
Monday, I'm like, oh gosh, I guess I'm going to the Warrior game.
Yeah.
So you know what? How about if I can jump on with the guys Tuesday?
Right.
Okay.
This was unprompted, by the way.
Right. Because I didn't know I was going to the game. So I was like, you know what, I'll jump on Tuesday after the game.
Yeah.
So I text the boss and say, you know, I can jump on him at the game. And 2 seconds after I text the boss, what do you think happens?
Luke has called you.
Luke has called me.
Okay.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Steiny, can you come on with Willard and Dibbs?
Well, like, right now? You kind of did that to the boss.
And I was like, I'm at a restaurant. We're getting ready to go into the game.
Yeah.
Just for 5-10 minutes. 5-10 minutes. See?
Oh, a whole segment.
Well, it was like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
And then
that was the. Gripe.
And then the next day, things got sideways, and I was like, you know what? I just don't want them.
Yeah, forget my show. I'll go on with somebody anyway. All right, it's all good.
What'd you and Evan talk about on Tuesday? That big Warriors win. How about Jordan Poole?
We were actually all Niners.
Wizards are playing hard.
Stein, the NBA's got a real problem.
NBA's a joke.
No, it's
worst sport going.
Evan, what would you say to that? Worst sport going? I'm being real. It's Warriors on mine all day. I believe it's something to that.
Boy.
Let me tell you, the Warriors are...
I'm with you, man.
They are going to take advantage of a league load managing is what they're going to do.
Dude, I get it, man.
Watch.
Wow.
You watch.
And oh, by the way, we'll just have our guy Melton start yesterday, and that was the best start they've gotten off to this season in the first quarter. They just got a drove of dudes, yeah, man.
So you must be fuming right now.
I am ready to go.
I don't know why I'm mad at Debo. I really am.
Because he tried to punch a kicker. That's like Draymond
or
and Poole.
The long snapper.
Yeah, Jordan Poole needed his own long snapper to get in the middle. I was going to say...
The Warriors, you said I'm...
Yeah, no, Steve Kerr. He says, hopefully we found our starting lineup.
Possibly.
Curry, Melton, Wiggins, Green, and Trace Jackson Davis.
Why would I be mad at that?
Because your boy Kuminga is coming off the bench.
Oh, so you didn't hear Bonte and Shasky this morning.
What?
Bonte didn't put me in the Kuminga club. It kind of hurt. He said, we're the biggest... Shasky and I are the biggest Kuminga guys at the station. And you know, we were listening to it live. I'm hurt. I was in that group. I've always
group?
Thought J.K. is could be a superstar.
Well, then why is he coming off the bench?
That's how Kerr sees it. But he's playing.
It's tough to be a superstar coming off the bench. Maybe he's not a superstar.
There's so many sides to you, man.
So, how can you not be enjoying the Golden State Warriors?
I'm wearing a suit tomorrow. That's how fired up I am for tomorrow.
It's going to rain. Don't wear. By the way, what happened this morning?
There was a monsoon.
I know, but did you leave your... Why was the whole front of your shirt wet, but nothing else?
Everything was wet. The face? Dude, I didn't like coming in this. I couldn't make it on these calls. This morning proved it. Anyway.
All right. Hey, tomorrow is going to be a big day here at 95.7 The Game. Make sure you listen all day because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Hours to lock in tomorrow, 8 a.m. for the morning roast, 12 for Steiny and Goo, and 4 with Willard and Dibbs. That's tomorrow, Tuesday. Come celebrate Klay Thompson's return with an opportunity to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey on 95.7 The Game.
And get a hat, the captain hat that they're giving away with the Warrior logo, the Merle Steuben hat, I call it. Love boat.
Yep.
Now, during the break, Evan reminded me of a text I sent yesterday on a thread. and I want to just introduce it to you because you don't remember, but it's something this simple. So McCaffrey was on the field the first 11 plays of the game. So that message was already sent, like Goo Evans, Spadoni, Steiny, Willard Diaz, Bonte Shasky. I don't care what you guys are talking about. I'm treating McCaffrey like he has missed no time. Steiny, Garrido comes in, gets one carry. It was in the red zone. Can I question why was McCaffrey not out there when you were in the red zone? Why wouldn't that have been McCaffrey instead of Garrido? Little stuff like that maybe is why. I'm not saying it's the whole enchilada, but that was a head scratcher. Like, we've been waiting for your boy to come back, and this is the time you got him on the sideline? And Garrido got no yards on the carry. But it didn't add up.
Maybe he was tired because he hadn't played all year long. And
I knew you were going to use that one.
Well, I mean, there's always a reason. We may not agree with a reason, but I mean.
But if McCaffrey is the sole reason, allegedly, that your red zone issues persist, then using him the first 11 plays of the game to get to the red zone.
That's awesome.
You don't have an issue with managing McCaffrey snaps?
Not really. I mean, if they
if he's the difference between 3 and 7,
man,
allegedly.
Well, the reality is maybe. Are we talking about the first drive of the game? I mean, are we talking about what could have been a scripted series? Is what I'm asking.
It was first half.
So you would script Isaac Garrido to be in the first play? You're in the red zone.
No, but that's. That's what I've always wondered about the scripted plays.
Whoa.
If the scripted play happens to come up in the red zone, do you just go with the scripted play? Like, for example, if they...
It was the second drive of the game. But...
Okay. So, but they didn't it go like 3 and out? Anyway.
No, they went 6 plays.
Okay. So, maybe... I don't know. I mean, did he come back in the following play? Did he miss one play in the red zone? Or more than one play in the red zone. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He just wouldn't have been off the field for me, especially when Evan's right. Allegedly, what he symbolizes, your ailments in the red zone, why would you choose to have him out then? That's all.
Okay, so... What happened on the play before Garrido got no gain in the red zone?
So I apologize. This was in the second half.
Oh, okay.
And it was first and goal at the 9-yard line after McCaffrey converts a 3rd and 5. There's that the little out pass, goes up the sideline, gets a first down. First play at the 9, Garrido up the middle for no gain. They ended up kicking a field goal to go up 13-10.
What happened on the follow? Did McCaffrey miss one play or a few?
McCaffrey wasn't in.
It was a 3rd down.
No, he got a 1st down, I thought.
Oh, first and goal, Garrido up the middle. 2nd and goal, Purdy gets sacked. Then he goes to Debo. And
McCaffrey did not play in any of those,
three plays.
Okay. Fire Kyle.
Well, in fact, you might make an argument the reason why Purdy got sacked was because Garrido didn't hit the free blitzer.
He didn't chip long enough on that play. That's what Tim Ryan said.
I'm asking you a question. Like, I'm serious. Like, seriously, did you have an issue with that?
No, I didn't. Because I don't know what McCaffrey, the plan was going in. Like, he ended up missing like 15 plays total, right? Something like that. I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe they were getting him 10 plays at a time and sitting him for 2 or 3. 10 plays at a time, sitting him for 2 or 3. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Just know, again, if I were playing Madden or I was actually the head coach of a team, Donnie, and we've been doing what we've been doing without McCaffrey, and this is his first game back, I would have drew it up if it was first 15 or not to where his ass was out there.
And I really feel like if McCaffrey would have run 23 times yesterday, we would be saying that's too many for his first game back. I get it. 13 is not a lot. That.
Yeah, because he, man.
If Christian McCaffrey would have had 30 touches yesterday, I'll bet you there'll be a lot of Niner fans that would say, man, he hasn't played in 9-10 weeks and we're going to give him that many. Let's go. It's a fair point. I don't know what the substitution pattern was like for McCaffrey. Let's go to Ray in San Francisco.
Ray,
what's going on, Ray? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Hey.
So I wanted to say that I do not think McCaffrey should have a pitch count for the next week, and that I think you, Steiny, should run for Congress in California to get in the House representative. And that's it. I'm out, fellas.
How come?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Because I don't know what the plan was for McCaffrey. But, I mean, like, you know how I feel about play calling. It's like if the play works, it's going to be great. And if the play doesn't work, we're going to say he should have done this, that, or the other thing. And I don't know what the plan was for McCaffrey yesterday.
Right. I don't think he was asked postgame, so I don't think nobody else thought about it but us on the Vine. But again, Steiny, you know, you talk about the three missed field goals. When you're running and everything is performing well, man, you are winning these games and guys are resting. And for whatever reason, this year it's just not happening. And I know there's 8 games left. But the one victory I'll take in this show today with you is, even when they were winning and going to Super Bowls, I thought George Kittle could do more. And now he's having a hell of a season. And I'm not saying people thought he couldn't do more. But now it's one of those things where, hey, look, it doesn't take Einstein to let me see 85 targeted in the red zone, even if it's 3 incompletions. Give us something. And I'm just wondering if maybe that'll manifest.
I mean, and that's kind of... And that's where I'm coming from. If they go to George Kittle 3 straight times in the red zone.
And that was being extreme.
But if they go to George Kittle 3 times in the end zone and they don't get it going, we're going to say, why did they do that? I mean, like, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe it's a feel game down in the red zone. And last year, Kyle Shanahan played it great. And this year, he's not playing the red zone game great. This is George Kittle on what a take away from that win yesterday.
We have to score in the red zone better than that. You know, our defense probably, the Bucs offense was moving the ball a little bit with a couple, you know, not great special teams plays. But being able to deal with all of that and still come out with a win, that reminds me of like 2019. Like, it's not going to be pretty, but you just have to find ways to win, no matter how ugly they are sometimes. And it was just kind of fun to watch all of our receivers kind of run wild. That was really fun to see. Ricky with a hell of a day. And Christian's McCaffrey's still pretty good at football. Good for us.
And how does Christian McCaffrey open up things?
Yeah, I mean, when he's out there, it's hard to, like, double cover anybody, because if you do that, then you're leaving Christian one-on-one on a linebacker most of the time. And so he opens that area up for us. And, like, you can see it, too. Like, if you go back and watch the tape, any pass plays that we had were – and it's nothing against, like, Jordan Mason or Isaac. It's just Christian can run every single route. And you see the deep routes that he has, all the checkdowns that he gets. You can't double team anybody else because you have to help on Christian. And so that opens up a ton of stuff for the wide receivers, myself, Debo. And so he makes all everyone else's lives much easier, including Brock's.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 530, if you have no answers and don't want to speculate, why are you on the radio? It might be a good question. I'm just saying I don't know what the plan was coming in for McCaffrey.
But
if you're going to ask me, did I have an issue with, I guess the answer is no, because I didn't think about it at the time.
All right, and in totality, again, it's a short sample size, but they were 1 of 3, you know, with them. And obviously, we'll find out if it's been fixed moving forward. But
if they go 5 for 5 in the red zone next week, I don't think it's necessarily fixed. I think they had a great red zone game.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be fixed, but it would
you would look at yourself like, okay, we got our guy back. It's getting better.
I mean, what I'm getting at is if they go 6-for-6 in the red zone next week and they go from 30th in the league in red zone to 12th in the league, that doesn't necessarily mean they're having a great year in the red zone just because one game they caught up.
Mm.
That's all I'm Man. I'm wondering about.
I was going to say, Stoney, negligence for me, if I leave this show today, not bringing up the moon ball where Tampa Bay blitzed Purdy. He put enough air under it for McCaffrey to go get it. It was a 30-yard reception, and I thought McCaffrey's going to take it to the house. But that was a hell of a play. That was a big-ass play. And kudos for Purdy for putting enough air under it for McCaffrey to go get it. And then when he got it, Stoney, I was like, oh, man, watch out. But that was a big play. You know which one I'm talking about? They blitzed.
Yeah, it was a great throw. He had pressure in his face, I guess, and you know, it was perfectly thrown ball. That's not easy to put touch on it, to understand, you know, where I'm at on the field and to be able to put that there. And, you know, it was a big play.
That was. I was like, ah! Dude, Purdy leads the league and guys getting their paws or just the tip on him, Stoney, and he just has a way of getting away and making things happen. And, again, I can sit here, and I will, because I do wonder, so Willard and Dibbs get a guest every, what, is it Tuesday or Wednesday, Cosell, you know, he talks about the quarterbacks or whatnot, but I'm not going to get fixated on the 11 incompletions because it wasn't many, but it was just some throws where I was like, oh, Stoney, that was off. But it's just an incompletion, right?
Yes.
Come back. And
yes,
then,
it's
yeah,
just an incompletion.
And he made it happen and drove him down to get the field goal.
So this from the 408, I don't remember it, but the live broadcast caught it on camera. Christian McCaffrey has to be taken out, likely because he was gassed after catching a long ball. I mean, I think we're talking about three different times of the game. But
I'm sure that happened with this first game back. But Kyle is a renegade, Stoney. He came in not saying, I'm going to allocate these touches to Stoney, Evan, and Guru. It did not. He went with what he does. And I just got to give him credit for that. Like, that's just how he's going to coach, Stoney. And if the transmission goes, he goes.
13 carries. I don't consider that a lot.
Well,
like, I think 13 carries is about what I expected Christian McCaffrey's first game back
from injury.
But normally
we do it touches, though. We go touches with McCaffrey.
Yeah. And
so it was six. So we had 19 with the six receptions.
Would it shock you that he was on the field for about 90% of snaps? Like, he had more snaps than Debo or Pearsall.
And he was the first 11, he was out there, Stoney.
Did it shock me? How many plays? Like, he missed like 10 plays in the game? Something like that? Maybe a few.
He played 56 of the 64.
Okay,
damn.
So he missed 8 plays.
Yeah.
I didn't have a strong opinion about it.
No, like, I'm not trying to make you have one. I'm just, and he missed while you were gone, I was telling Evan, and I was nervous. Not even nervous, I was curious. But for Guerrero to get one touch and Mason to get one touch, and I'm not saying they lost because of the running game at all, but damn, Stoney, it was C-Mac or bust.
I mean, let's put the rat on the table. They didn't run the ball. They had 13 rushes for McCaffrey, and Purdy had, what, 4? Those are all scrambles. Those aren't designed.
I mean, Tampa was
so they didn't run
out.
The ball.
They had 5-man, 6-man fronts at times. Like, hey, and McCaffrey had some good runs too, though, Stoney.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the 49ers. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-20 yesterday. And was it good enough? Was it good enough? You know, I look at this team as they went into the game 4-4. They're playing a road game against the team that's 4-5. You got to win the game, and that's what they did. But it sure feels like it might not be enough for a lot of fans, and the fans expect more from this team. And my question would be, what this year has led you to believe that you should expect more? I get the last couple years, but this year's team, I mean, you can make a case that they've actually been very consistent, which is they've been pretty inconsistent, and their record is very indicative of their play, and they've been good on offense, but not good on defense at certain times. They just haven't put a full game together. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570 is the number. Was that win last night or yesterday afternoon? Was that good enough for you, 49er fans? Is it something to build off of? 888-957-9570.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhart, Fox Sports, on the call with Tom Brady. Niners 23, Buccaneers 20. They go to 5-4 with a victory. Next week, Seattle comes to Levi Stadium.
Malcolm X game for the Niners, Steiny, by any means necessary.
Malcolm X game, by any means necessary.
So everyone should be happy. We got to get to this Clay quote about tomorrow.
Give it to me.
All right. He told our guy Mark Spears from Anscape, the chapter is over, Thompson told Anscape after the Mavericks 122-120 loss to the Denver Nuggets on Sunday night. I'm in the midst of trying to win here. There is no point in missing anything when we have such a great opportunity here to be great. There's no point in looking back. I got to look forward. I got to try to give myself a chance here. And again, I'm no doctor, Stein, no clinical doctor, but I feel like Clay ain't feeling it like we're feeling it for him to be back tomorrow. Just my little psychoanalyst of Clay Thompson.
Yeah, I don't like.
He ain't never been that one, though, right? The emotional dude.
I mean.
He just shared when it were dark days when he's trying to come back.
I mean, the thing, this happens so much in the NBA. It happens like 50 times a year. And I get it, it's Clay. So that makes it bigger. But like, guys go back and play against their teams all the time.
But not like this. The only one I could come up with was Bron when he went back to Cleveland.
What do you mean?
Like when LeBron left and then went back to Cleveland, well, like, and they were burning his jerseys.
What about like when Kawhi went back to San Antonio in Toronto? Or, I would expect Clay to downplay it.
Okay,
that's for sure.
Because I expect tears or emotion, and not that
from
I
whom?
Would. Curry, he kind of told Festus that last night, or alluded to it. I'm not saying I need it, but Clay with that quote, Steiny, has me thinking, oh brother, I'm going back. You know what I mean? But maybe it'll hit him tomorrow.
Yeah, I.
Bonte told the story this morning. I don't know if you heard him, DeShasky, about Mully going back to Indiana, going back to Golden State when he went to Indiana, and then it hits you when you land on the tarmac. You know, it's like, oh, I'm actually, you know, this is home. So, I don't know. I'm going to be in the house, Steiny. I think it's going to be emotional.
I mean, it's going to be something we've been pointing to for a while. Warriors 8-2 right now.
Wow, man.
4-1 road trip. And, I mean, to me, what I'm seeing is something that...
Tell me.
I don't see why it can't last. And it's, look, in this day and age, when everybody is load managing and guys are just not playing, they just are not playing, I do think an opportunity exists for the Warriors who are going to try to play 11 guys to be successful. Like, they're going to win a lot of games if they are healthy and the other team is load managing.
Wow, man.
I think. I just do. Because they're playing harder with 11 guys in this rotation. And I almost think it's like the perfect...
Give it to me.
It's like the perfect way to approach. If everybody's going to load manage, maybe you should go about load managing differently. And that's kind of what I think they're doing. They're load managing in games. Guys are just playing 27, 28 minutes. And I kind of like the idea the more I think about it.
Where do you think it stemmed from? Do you think, when you were gone, when did Oh, you might have been here, Stoney, your last show. Windhorse was talking about he got it from the Olympics, but I wonder how much of that went into Kerr's decision, or was he truly, and I believe him, really excited thinking that this 12-man, 11-man rotation would work with these guys?
I mean, I just don't see a lot of difference in the players. Like, you look down your bench, and it's like you got Peyton and Kyle Anderson.
Okay.
Well, how do you determine who's playing? Who's better?
Wow.
I don't know who's better between those two. I think Anderson is, but if it's somebody that Gary Payton II can guard, then he'll probably play Gary Payton II.
They're running teams out to gym, Stoney, and when I say that, yeah, I saw OKC, you know, get it to within six. I was like, oh boy, but teams can't outside of Cleveland, because that was just, man, a beatdown. Teams can't do it the whole way. That, you know, we saw it with the Rockets that second half where Houston could do no wrong, but they were down so much in the first half, you ran out of gas. So I'm with you. With what's going on in the NBA, and again, Stoney, I don't want to tell the masses that everybody's faking injury. I'm not saying that. But the way things are going and the way stars are out, the Warriors can manipulate this by doing what they're doing, playing great basketball, deep, playing defense. You can't fake defense, Donnie, and that's what this Warrior team is doing. I just feel like on any given night, man, it's going to be a bear to beat. Like what you just said, this can't continue.
I mean, I don't see why
that's,
it can't.
Man,
you know, they got to keep Steph healthy. Obviously, they got to stay mainly healthy. But I mean, it just is very logical that if you have the deepest team in the league, and you're committed to playing guys 25 minutes a night, and very few are going to play over 30, you're going to have an advantage against Philadelphia when they don't play Embiid and Paul George and Maxey's out. I get it. They're hurt.
Yeah.
But every team that comes in here is going to be missing somebody, probably, because that's just the nature of the NBA. And maybe the Warriors, this will be their year to stay healthy, because they won't be playing anybody big minutes and overextending them.
I've been waiting to ask you this, but you've seen a lot of basketball, Stoney. It's only 10 games, but if I were to ask you your biggest surprise on this about this Warrior team through 10 games, what would it be? Because I'll share with you mine after you give me yours.
The biggest surprise...
Just through 10 games.
Probably Buddy Hield.
That was mine. Like, no.
Kyle Anderson. I'll just say something different.
But see, he's no surprise because he's Steady Freddy, but I just can't believe how seamless the fit has been for Buddy in this system. Like, I should have knew that when they signed him. But anyway, that I guess that's a glowing review for him, though. The two guys say it.
Yeah, I mean, he's helped him win games. And that's the other thing that I see happening with this team is you only need, if you're going to play 10 or 11 guys, you only need a guy to help you win, you know, five or six times during the course of the year. And here's the way I look at games. Last night, Melton helped you win that game.
No doubt about it, from the start.
Exactly. And so, you know, the acquisition of Melton allowed you to win a game in Oklahoma City that you probably aren't going to win most nights.
Well, Chet going down helped. I believe it helped that too.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We'll see what the Warriors do tomorrow. I didn't look at an injury report on the Dallas Mavericks, so I don't know if they're how healthy they are, how non-healthy.
What do
they
you
are,
think but. About them and just in general? Since we're talking about the Niners and they're not what they were last year.
Well, Luka's out of shape, so they're going to get off to a slow start.
They're 5-5 now.
Makes sense. Yeah. Luka's not in shape, and Klay's just getting there and trying to figure it out. So makes sense to me why they're not off to a great start. So I don't know.
Steph was incredible last night, Stoney.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
he was good. They really wanted to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander push off. Like, Steve Kerr was harping on that yesterday.
Man, he was tiny. He was harping.
Yeah, you're not going to. I mean, I don't know if you're going to get that call against a player like that.
Yeah.
But,
I'm Warriors excited for tomorrow.
Warriors are up 30 and they handled business against a real good team. I guess Holmgren's going to miss, what, eight to 10 weeks?
For that, yeah, that was, man.
With a pelvic injury?
Yikes. Man. And Wiggins did nothing. It was a straight basketball play, Stoney. Straight basketball play. I got to read this to you. 5-3-0, Steiny.
Okay.
Question for Goo. How many field goals would Moody have to miss before you would go all Debo on his butt? 5, 6, 7? It's not about that. It's about how you keep your hands to yourself. You could have gotten his face. You could have did. My whole thing was you brought eyes onto the 49er team. And if some people from afar that are not in the know or don't listen to 95.7 The Game, not many do. We know a lot. Everybody's locked in. But, Steiny, now you got people thinking, is there something going on in the locker room? I'm not saying I believe that, but it's fair when I see another dude hit another dude. It's a million ways you could have got that message across.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, all right.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's.
Kyle didn't sound like it was no big deal. I get it. I've never been in the NFL locker room, but I've been watching the Niners since Kyle's been here and before. Steiny, I haven't seen that on a Niner player going at a guy.
Yeah. It's because they. Yeah. Okay.
On SGA? Yeah. He's good, man.
Yes, he is. He's very good. Curry with 36 last night, 13 for 23, 7 for 13 from three-point range. And, you know, Warriors almost shot 50% from three. They shot 50% overall. They didn't turn it over more than 14 times, which I think you'll take if you're the Golden State Warriors. Melton was pretty good. Draymond Green was pretty good. And the Warriors are 8-2. And let's be honest.
Kuminga with 20, Steiny.
Nobody out there had him 8-2.
Nope. I got my hand down. You might be the closest.
No, I didn't have them this good. I didn't have them this good. But I do think...
that Clipper, if I'm the Clippers, I'm looking at that win like, well, holy hell. That might, you know what I'm saying? That was and the Clippers playing hard. That was a real dub on the road. But Cleveland put it... What did you get from Cleveland, Steiny? They put it on them.
Cleveland's good.
They were down 40.
Yeah, Cleveland's good.
They are.
888-957-9570. How surprised are you by the Warriors' start this year?
Yeah. Everybody has to say they are, right? Nobody can do what you just said. Hey, I had them 8-2. Nobody.
Wiggins had 18 last night, 18-8. You had Kuminga with 20-5. So, real impressive win in Oklahoma City.
Kuminga with 5 boards. I know it's 5, but still.
Yeah.
Pods with only 15 minutes, but yeah. That's how it's going to be.
15 minutes for Pods.
Yeah.
Who else?
Negative 10 on plus minus if you're into that, but he was leading the league in that, so I took a little hit, but nothing.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oklahoma City, they got beat by the Warriors 127-116. Warriors now 8-2. And Klay Thompson is back tomorrow night for the Dallas Mavericks, and it'll be a big day here on 95.7 The Game and big day over at Chase. We'll be doing the show over there tomorrow, Goo, from 10 to 2, Thrive City.
I'm excited.
And
probably in town now, huh, Clay?
Yeah.
You would think?
No, they are. They're in town.
He's averaging 14-3-2. What if I asked you his...
It's not very good.
Yeah, if I asked you his percentage from deep, what would you say?
Three-point percentage?
Yeah.
Probably about 33.
35.
What's Buddy Hield at?
Good God, let me go. I want to say 50. Something I noticed about Buddy, Steiny, is you can keep him from getting his shot if you're a great team defense. He has not wind up. You get where I'm going? Like, you can kind of beat him to his spots. It'll be difficult for him to get it off as opposed to a guy like Steph.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean.
But Buddy's been fantastic.
Let's go to Matt. Matt's in the city. What's going on, Matt? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And my thought was this, this performance by Wiggins and Draymond, I've been really impressed. They really stepped it up this year from prior years. However, this is just a nitpick, all right? I think they need to be a little better and in giving Steph that support that he needs for this team to take it to, you know, for that deep playoff push. Mm. I think Wiggins and Draymond have to do a little bit more, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on that.
I mean, it's going to be a work in progress, this team, and I think, if Steve Kerr had his way, he would develop a starting five that he uses most of the time, and then depending on what he sees, he'll decide who comes in off the bench. And certain nights, some guys might play more than others, but I do think the way he was talking to Anthony Slater of The Athletic yesterday after the game, I mean, I think we're going to see Curry, and we're going to see Melton, and we're going to see Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis in the starting lineup as long as they all stay healthy.
Yeah, I'll say this. While you were out, I don't know if you got the Windhorse report about the Warriors got an itchy finger, you know, to maybe pull off a trade at some juncture. And I'm not saying Stoney, Wendy was hating at all. I'm not. I'm just like, this Warriors start has like captivated everybody. And I just thought, I scratched my head and I told Evan just about the timing of the report, which we basically already knew. My question to you by bringing that up is, Stoney, do you think they could get off to one of these 18-2, but their version of a great start to where Lakeup and company and Mike D are just like, nah, this is who we're good.
No.
Okay. I think that's what Wendy basically was saying.
I mean, they'll make – I think their record will be superfluous if they have an opportunity to get a star player, because the way that they're going to look at it is, oh, we're 15-7, and now we have a chance to make a trade that, you know, puts us in contention. I think it's a little premature to say this team's got championship potential. But if the season continues to play out, who knows? This is Klay Thompson on his return to Chase tomorrow. So this is it from last night after their game at Denver.
It'd be good to see people that you grinded with, obviously. But it's just another regular season game in November. Obviously, there's bigger implications with the NBA Cup. So that's what's on our mind, is just to win that, because I haven't been a part of it yet. I know it's young, but it'd be fun to play for that title.
He didn't really say that.
Yeah, he did. I forgot. Oh, while you were gone, that was my big one of my big things, Donnie. Warriors are going to win the cup, because they're going to take it serious. And
what do they get for that?
I think there's a dollar amount. And I'll never forget LeBron last year was like, everybody don't make big money. So the guys, you know, 12th, 13th, man, you know, that'll be some good earnings.
All right, here's more Klay Thompson coming into town tomorrow.
Do you think it'll be difficult to kind of compartmentalize just everything that you're probably going to feel going into that arena and actually playing in the game?
No, I don't think so. I've been doing this a long time, and basketball is basketball.
Were you surprised that they're giving out the captain's hats?
I guess it's a good thing for the fans, so kudos to them.
Kudos to them. Didn't say anything about the Warriors. He's talking mostly about the fans.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's still feeling some type of way that he's not here. You know what I mean? So he's like, miss me with the reunion. We don't know that, but I'm going to be in the house. We all will, and we'll be doing the shows from there, Stoney, and it's going to be exciting. And like I said, you up me with the – like I think of LeBron going back to Cleveland. I can't and Mullen going back to Golden State once he got traded. But this is like, man, you know?
Yeah. Should be a fun night at the arena. Wear the Klay Thompson captain's hat.
Yeah.
Give a salute when the directive is ordered. Sounds like it's going to be a lot
of
fun.
What kind of game you think he has? He's got to be, will he force it, let it come to him? That's I can't wait, man.
I mean, Dallas isn't off to a great start. The Warriors are playing better basketball than Dallas right now.
This early. Yeah. Dallas is like, we went to the finals.
Let's go to Omar in Oakland.
Oh, and the O.
What's up, Omar? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. It's always great to talk to Stoney Guru. Y'all know I'm a Celtics fan. I've been calling y'all for years. I want to say the Warriors are a good team right now. But to your point, Stoney, you know, this is not a championship team because they really haven't played nobody so far other than OKC. That's a legit win. And a Celtics win, it wasn't without Jaylen Brown was in there. Even though I give him kudos, they played as a good team. But if they have an opportunity to flip those pieces off the bench, a Kuminga, a Wiggins, a Pod, to get a Giannis, or to even get a player, probably like a Jimmy Butler, you have to do that because Steph needs that second star in the playoffs. As you guys know, you need two guys to win championship. You need two guys in the playoffs because you're going to go up against teams like Denver, OKC, Dallas, Phoenix. They got three guys. This is sustainable for the regular season, but
yep.
I don't think you could play 11 or 12 guys in a playoff series. That's not even possible.
No, I don't disagree with that, and I should have been more specific about that. But I do think they can win a lot of games in the regular season playing like this. The playoffs are going to be a lot more difficult because
look
then
how we're assuming it. That's already a win.
Well, if the you go into the playoffs and you're playing the Dallas Mavericks, well, you know that Doncic and Kyrie are going to play 40 minutes. Clay's going to play 35. A 12-man rotation may not work as well. If those second team players are going up against first team players more than they normally do. So I basically agreed with everything Omar said. I think no matter what kind of start the Warriors get off to, if they have an opportunity to bring a big boy in here, they're going to probably try to bring a big boy in here. I think they can win a lot of regular season games like this.
Off to a great start.
And once the playoffs start, I tend to agree with Omar that it's going to be tough in the playoffs if this is your team and this is kind of how you're playing. That I do need to see. To see how long they can go with this and if they really are going to be able to play like this in the postseason if they make the postseason.
Buddy, 49% from three.
Gotcha. From the 925, Clay sounds bitter for sure.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, he might be. 510, Jimmy Butler's hurt right now.
Who's not hurt besides the Golden State Warriors?
Who's not hurt?
I mean, dude, Jokic is playing his ass off. By the way, he's the best player in the league. Hey, people could disagree with me. You know what I know what I'm getting with Jokic, man. People are taking him for granted already. He's a bad dude.
Clay doesn't care. He left with a chip on his shoulder and apparently still has it. There's nothing wrong with a chip on your shoulder if that's what helping to make you competitive. By the way, make sure to listen all day tomorrow. You have an opportunity to win a Clay Thompson autographed jersey. Here are the hours to lock in. 8 a.m. for the morning roast, 12 noon for Steiny and Goo, and 4 with Willard and Dibs. Tomorrow, Tuesday, celebrate Klay Thompson's return and win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. That's only on 95.7 The Game. Mavericks in town tomorrow. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. Klay Thompson makes his return, and this has been a date we've been pointing to since the schedule came out this summer. Coming up on the other side, it is crossover time with Willard and Dibs. We'll bring those guys in. That segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.